independently. We live on nothing but grace. Yesterday is gone, but today he holds out his hand, telling us to come to him, and he'll bless us if we just take a stand.
He keeps on blessing
me. He keeps on blessing me.
Keep right on blessing me.
Praise the Lord, church. I don't know about you, but that's a personal statement. He keep on blessing Catherine. He keep on blessing me. Over and over again. I don't know about you, but I do know Jesus keeps on blessing me over and over again. And I'm grateful about it. I praise and thank God. Well, thank you, choir. We do acknowledge the presence of the Spirit of our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And I acknowledge our pastor. Thank you, Pastor. And each and every one of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, God bless you. Let us pray. Holy Father, we welcome you in this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Now, Father, it's preaching time. Father, stand up in me by the way of your Holy Spirit. Use me, Lord, to your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. Anoint me with a fresh anointing, for it is the anointing that destroys yokes. And empower me with the power of the Holy Ghost. For I cannot minister without your power. Thank you for hearing and answering. For it's in Jesus' name I pray.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God bless. If you have your Bibles, will you turn with me to the Gospel of John? We're going to chapter 16. And the last verse, verse number 33. The Gospel according to John, verse 33. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, in Jesus Christ, ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation." But he went on to say, "But be of good cheer."
Yes, yes.
"I, Jesus, have overcome the world."
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
We will use for a subject, in troublesome times, you can have peace. This chapter begins with Jesus speaking the same words that he began the last verse with, by saying unto his followers, "These things have I spoken unto you." He had two different reasons for each verse. Now, verse 1, that ye should not be offended or made to stumble. He wanted them to stay strong in their faith in him. Hold firm unto your faith in whatever situation you may find yourself in.
Yes. Come on.
But the last verse, he said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." Church, it takes the same word of God, the same gospel, to keep us from falling and going back into the world that gives us peace in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The same word of God that keeps us from the troubles and the trials in this world is the same word of God that gives us peace. For he is our peace.
Well.
Now let us look at a few of the things that he's saying unto them, or he said unto them. He told them, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he's doing God's service. By giving us notice of trouble is designed to take away the fear of it. We can easily welcome a guest that we expect. These words he gave them of the trouble that were before them. He said, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I have told you of them. And he went on to say, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you.
Come on.
He did not tell them this to discourage them, but when the time shall come, you remember that I told you of them.
Well, come on.
If Jesus said it, you can take him at his word.
Well.
It will happen. He wanted to get their attention. He wanted them to be prepared for whatever situation that they may come against. You would think that they would have, that would have shocked them and made them weary. But this is the way to confirm the souls of the disciples and engage them to continue in the faith.
Well.
It is true they will meet with tribulations, suffering, anguish, and they did, even unto death.
Come on, preacher.
The 12 apostles, we are told, were all put to death except John. The world was not originally evil, yet the whole world since the fall has come under the sway of the devil.
Well,
it's not the way God intended it to originally be.
Come on.
But when the human race first yield to Satan, seduction in the garden, everything on the planet Earth fell into the grip of sin. And the result has been disorder and abnormal functioning ever since.
Amen.
The tribulation of believers are in a sense participation in the suffering of Christ.
Well.
Paul had struggles and troubles more than most of us probably could ever stand. But the Lord was with him. He delivered him from even death on so many occasions.
All right. Mm-hmm.
For he is the God of mercy.
Right.
He will be with us in times of trouble.
Right.
Scripture tells us all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It promotes transformation into the likeness of Christ. It teaches Christ's followers to comfort and encourage others that's going through similar situations, enabling those that are suffering to persevere and persist in the faith. Jesus said, these things will they do because they have not known the Father nor Jesus, his Son.
Come on. Come on.
Those that are ignorant of Christ cannot have any right knowledge of God or who he is.
Amen.
Here also are words of healing in the comforts he administered to them for their support. He said, but now I go my way to him that sent me. And he promised to send them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The one who should do his work in a spiritual way and manner.
Amen.
He said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But in order for him to come, I must leave.
Amen.
The Comforter was to be an answer to Jesus' intercessory prayer that he prayed. When he said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Amen.
Just because this gift both had to be paid for and paid for by our Lord Jesus Christ, the disciples had to be weaned from his bodily presence before they were prepared to receive the spiritual aid and comfort of a new dispensation,
right,
which is the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
He said, if I depart, I will send him to you.
Amen.
Jesus departs on purpose to send him.
Yes.
He laid down his life that he might take it again. He said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself.
Amen.
He said, I have power to lay it down.
Yeah.
And have power to take it again.
Right.
Yes.
The presence of Christ's spirit in the church is so much more desirable than his bodily presence.
Well.
His corporal presence could be in one place at one time, but his spirit is wherever two or three are gathered together in his name. Christ's bodily presence draws men's eyes, but his spirit draws their hearts. The coming of the spirit was absolutely necessary to the coming on of Christ's interest on the earth.
Well,
he also said, at that day, you should pray to the Father in my name.
Amen.
For whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Well,
whatsoever ye shall ask according to his will, he will do it. Church, speaking in Jesus' name is acknowledgement of our own unworthiness and our entire dependence upon Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is an invitation for us to make our petitions unto God in Jesus' name. Scripture said, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Don't forget to give him thanks. Let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
Church, we have an advocate with the Father.
So.
Jesus Christ the righteous. He pleads our cause before the Father. We are the beloved of God because we love his Son, Jesus Christ. And believe that he came out from God the Father. Now here are two things here Christ comforts his disciples with. He said with an assurance that though I be leaving the world, he was returning to the Father.
All right.
He said, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world.
Well,
again, I leave the world and go to the Father.
Amen.
He left his home, his palace, to come to this strange country, this cottage, that when he has done his work on earth, the work that he came to do, church, he came to give his life a ransom for our sin.
All right.
He paid our sin debt. He took our death penalty and gave us life.
Amen.
He left this world and went back to the Father.
Come on.
But still he is spiritually with the church today.
Amen.
And will be until the end. He said, he that dwell with them shall be in them, and in each and every one of us that are born again.
Amen.
We do not have Jesus here with us in the flesh as he was with the disciples. But because we are sons and daughters of God, God has sent forth his spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We can call him Father. We can call him Daddy. You know, when we were kids, we would crawl up on our daddy's lap. We felt comfortable and secure. So we can call God Daddy. Here, Jesus comforts them with the promise of peace in him.
Go ahead.
He said, in me, ye might have peace.
Well.
Now, when I read this, this kind of troubled me. He said, in me, ye might have peace.
All right.
And I kept reading it over and over again.
Come on.
But it kept saying the same thing. In me, ye might have peace. But he said, in the world, ye shall have tribulation. In other words, you can count on it. There is no question about it. You shall have tribulation. Sooner or later, you will hit troubled times. Sickness, diseases, disobedient children, marriage problems, killings, storms, disasters, whatever, sooner or later, it's coming. Now, the reality of trouble in this life is obvious, but it's the reality of peace that often escapes us. Peace is available to you and for you in whatever trouble you might meet with, but you must take advantage of it. You remember the disciples when they were in the ship and there rose a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so it was full of water. And Jesus was in the hinder, a stern, rear part of the ship asleep. And they awoke him saying, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Church, peace is calmness. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so afraid? Church, it's better to go through the storm with Christ than to have smooth sailing without him.
Amen.
The disciples choose to fear in the midst of the storm. They allow fear to grip their hearts instead of faith. They could see and feel the effects of the storm, so they were afraid. They allowed the turmoil of the storm to bring about fear. But those that trust in God must have their mind stayed upon him. And those that do so, God will keep in perpetual peace, and that peace shall keep them. Jesus was on board, although he was out of their physical sight, yet he was with them. Church, seeing is not faith. Don't go by what you see. Go by what you know. They knew Jesus was on board. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. We need to learn how to switch over into faith mode in a time of trouble. for trouble will surely come.
Amen.
For peace is the presence of God, not the absence of conflict.
All right.
For the Lord will bless his people with peace. It is the will of Christ that we, his followers, have peace within whatever the situations may be without. And he went on to say, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Church, we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Say so. Amen.
We are not under the authority of the devil. He rules over the men and women of the world by the things of the world. Those who walk according to the course of this world, according to this world's system, the devil is their God. Jesus said, the world hates you. But he said they hated me first.
That's right.
And if they hate me, they will also hate you.
All right. Amen.
The world would love his own. Mm-hmm. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. And he went on to say, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world. Church, you can shout right there. You can jump for joy.
Amen.
Which indicates a past event that has a continuing effect. By Jesus' death on the cross, his burial and resurrection from the dead,
amen,
he conquered the fallen world and continues to provide victory, although we can expect some trouble in this fallen world. Because evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, but there is good news. We can count on Jesus for peace in evil times. For our peace comes from God and from our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. No matter how much trouble we face, we in all these things are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen.
Church, we are of God and have overcome them. God has already declared us victor. Satan are defeated at Calvary. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, even our faith. So he that is born of God is born for God and for another world. This world is not our home. Thank you, Lord God. Faith is the cause of our victory. And Christ is the object of our faith. The tribulation of Christ are the pattern for the suffering of believers.
Right.
We can follow him. Amen. You remember Peter said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. They come to help us.
Come on.
Scripture said, many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Amen.
But the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Amen.
For he is our deliverer. Church, trials are the soil in which faith grows.
Amen.
So Satan has no authority over us. We can look at him as a conquered enemy.
All right.
Christ having overcome the world, We can pursue our victory, and this we do by faith in Jesus Christ, in what he has done for us on the cross.
Amen.
Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? So we can declare our victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me or I knew him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Thank you, Lord, for always being with us. So when trouble comes, thank you, Lord God, we will be able to renew in ourselves once again the blessed peace of God's presence. For in the midst of troubles, peace can be found in Jesus Christ. For he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. God bless you. Let us stand. If you are here this morning and you have not received the Lord as your personal Savior, we invite you to come in Jesus' name. For it's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. The gospel truth. No matter how many times we hear the same message over and over again, it's for a reason. And the Lord is sending his word to heal us spiritually, physically, emotionally, in relationships. Wherever you may be and have need of, God sends his word to heal you. So I invite you to come this morning and give the Lord your life. For scripture says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if you're here today and you're a backslider, God said, I'm married to the backslider. And if you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home and you would like to join up with us, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Whosoever will, let him come. Thank you. God bless you. It's prayer time. God bless you.
Thank God for yet another opportunity that we can assemble, that the word of God has been uttered. He keeps on blessing me. I couldn't get over that over and over. And when Minister Smith said, make it personal, I'm like, it's supposed to be personal. But then when she her message was, in troublesome times, you can have peace. And we probably all can attest to the peace of God, because we all have had some troubling times. It said we will have tribulations. Count on it. But through those tribulations, God said he will never leave us, neither wise forsake us. So y'all had messages all day long. You have a whole lot that you can chew on the entire week. But let us bow, because when we come together for excitement because of who God is. You know, not what he always does for us, but who he is. And sometimes we need to say, really, thank you, because he didn't have to do it. You know, we look at ourselves unworthy as we are. We're like filthy rags, but he still blesses us over and over and over again. I'm like, woo, God, thank you. But let's bow. Let us bow. Eternal and merciful God, our Heavenly Father, we approach thee now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the one and true living God, the one that came from the loftiness of heaven, came to this earth, Lord God, for the sole purpose of dying, shedding his blood, being crucified, Lord God, placed in that borrowed tomb. But we realize, God, that he didn't stay there. He had plans. He had plans, God. It wasn't just to stay there. His plans, God, was to be risen from the dead, to allow us a right to the tree of life once again. And God, we say we thank you. We thank you, God, for your plan and your will, Lord God, for mankind. And we thank you, God, for your will and plan in our lives. We pray, God, that we can attach ourselves to the will of God by listening to the voice of God, being obedient to the word of God, allowing the word of God to wash us clean, Lord God. Allow the word of God to shine those spots in our lives, Lord God, that we're trying to hide. God, help us realize that you're just trying to transform us. And God, we thank you. God, we also must realize, as we said, we will have tribulation. And God, we pray that we can remember to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you. And let's realize, God, our help does not come from anyone else. Allow us, God, to realize we can't go to anyone else to get that help that we need. We pray and we thank you, God, for that continuing help that you supply us. We thank you, God, for your continued strength, your continued patience, your forgiveness, Lord God, each and every day. God, we just love you to death, Lord God. Sometimes we don't act like it, God, but we love you. And we pray, God, that those words will then transform in our lives of what we do, how we do, to not only you, Lord God, to each other. Yes, Lord God, this world is kind of jacked up right now. We be scratching our heads each and every day. The news is just kind of all across the board. But Lord God, we realize that you are still in control. Our eye is still on you. It's not on that White House. It's not on the Congress. Our eye is on you. And we realize, God, in the midst of it all, you will give us that peace. We have to believe, Lord God, in you, whereby you will then shower us with that peace. So, Lord God, we thank you. And we pray, God, that we will continue to hold on to the bloodstained banner. Hold on to who you are in our lives. Hold on to your promises, Lord God, because you will never lie. You will never lie. One thing Grandma said, there is no failure in God. So God, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for what you continue to do in this church body, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will refresh Minister Smith. Fill her back up, Lord God. She has poured herself out to you, Lord God, and to us, Lord God. So fill her back up, Lord God. We pray also for other ministers, other ministries in this church, God, that you continue to pour into us. Allow, God, your agenda to be our agenda, Lord God. Allow your agenda, God, to be our agenda, God, where you will flourish. You will flourish in this body of Christ that we call Shiloh. Again, God, we thank you for our pastor and our first lady, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them as we prepare to celebrate their lives here in this church of 15 years, God. It hadn't been easy, Lord God. It hasn't been easy, but God, but you kept him up, Lord God. You kept him upright. You supported him, Lord God, and we say thank you. So, God, we give you praise, glory, and honor for all that you will do. This day, we give you the praise. We give you the honor, and we can praise you each and every day. We don't need church, God, just to praise you. We don't need church on Sunday to say hallelujah. We don't need church on Sunday to say thank you, Jesus. That's something we can do every day of our entire lives, Lord God. So we thank you. We praise you, God. It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we come, and we thank you. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Let the church say, amen.